If you missed it live, catch the podcast on kaya959.co.za. Business update with Gulish Ufupi on Kaya 959.
She brings you Kaya Biz Monday to Thursday, 6 to 8 p.m. Gugulethu, we've been speaking about Walmart coming to South Africa. And yesterday we heard that they are going straight to Rudaport for their first shop.
Interesting location, right? But I think it has to do with the size of the mall. That's the first thing that crossed my mind, actually. But you're quite right. Walmart, we've been talking about them for some time. We're well aware that they do currently own a Massmart in South Africa, which is the stores like Macro, Game, as well as Builders Warehouse. But they are looking to independently open up Walmart itself as the U.S. retail store in South Africa in Clearwater Mall. Now, what's been interesting is that they do highlight that this will take place within the next few weeks. But essentially, by December, this particular shopping center will host their mall, or rather will host their store before the festive season. What's interesting is that they're also creating at least 80 new jobs with the launch of this particular store, and will be using it as a test rollout before moving to other areas within the country and, of course, even exploring new opportunities to bring international brands. I've been one of those who's been questioning how different this particular retail experience will be in comparison to the other stores like Macro. And fundamentally, they mention here that they will be launching international brands. In particular, Drew Barrymore, well-known U.S. actress, has a appliance line. That's one of the first few items that they will be leading the charge with a few other international brands like Mike and Ike, Reese's, as well as Warheads, just to name a few.
Wow. I have to see if those will do well in South Africa. I'm doubtful, but hey, you know, I don't know.
I understand where the doubt and speculation might come from, because we have seen previously, you know, former American brands coming into the country, whether it's Popeye's Chicken and Domino's. Fair enough, those might be restricted primarily towards the quick service restauranting space. But if there isn't much awareness, hype or marketing around these particular brands or familiarity, then it does become a little bit difficult for them to have sustained value in a market like South Africa. But I guess time will tell.
No, 100%. Volkswagen. Still making losses. I'm surprised, because VWs, for the most part, are still pretty popular in South Africa.
They're popular in South Africa, but also might be losing popularity across the rest of the world. Let's remember, Cesar, that post the pandemic, we've actually seen a heightened drive in markets like Europe, America, and even Asia to actually ensure that they try to roll out more electrically powered vehicles or new energy vehicles versus internal combustion engine vehicles like petrol and diesel. And this is one of the pain points for Volkswagen. They first initially reported a loss back in 2020, and that was largely on the back of the pandemic, the lockdown, and just subdued demand that came through in the market. But it does seem as though this time around, they've been struggling because of the US tariffs. Coupled with that, there's been a shift into electric vehicles that has also impacted some of its subsidiaries, especially if you think about the likes of Porsche. So they have announced that they have reported a loss of at least $124 billion, and that's largely on the back of the concerns of finding new alternative markets to export to on the back of the tariffs, but also being impacted by chip exports from China, which are now seeing some limitations in terms of their access to Germany as a key market. So I think this is much more telling. It's not just about the local environment, but really about the global trends and how they're impacting auto manufacturers and who's trying to remain competitive in terms of customer appeal, pricing, access to the necessary manufacturing structures and pieces, and gaining access to markets as well to be a global partner when it comes to trade.
Okay. And what are the markets looking like?
Markets, it's been an interesting week. Some pushback, some pullback, a slight recovery. But the All Share Index will open up from 109,669 points. Currency-wise, we're not doing too badly. 1730 to the US dollar, 2275, and our 2002 against the euro.
Thank you very much. She brings you Kaya Biz Monday to Thursday, 6 to 8 p.m.
Business update with Gulish Ufupi on Kaya 959. If you missed it live, catch the podcast on kaya959.co.za.